করেছে, অ্যাটাক করেছে। ওর কথা আমি বলছিলাম, ও বলছে যে কিকটা মনে আসছে, তাহলে শুনলে কিকটা মনে আসছে। ওদের যে অফিসে ওরা যে সমস্ত পয়েন্ট গুলো দিয়ে ওদের থিওরি অফ এভলিউশন কে প্রুভ করতে চাইছে, সেই পয়েন্ট গুলো দিয়ে ওদের ভুল গুলো ধরিয়ে দিয়েছে। প্রসাদও খুব ভালো হয়েছে, দু রকম সবজি ছিল, তারপরে ডাল পুরি, এমনি সাদা পুরি আর রাবড়ি। হ্যাঁ, ওরা এখানেই থাকবে। কালকে আমরা আশা করছি আরো বেশি আসবে। ওটা তৈরি আছে, আপনি ওটা নেবেন কি? বলছি ওষুধটার কথা কিন্তু পিসিমা আছে, আমাকে বলছিলেন মকর ধর। হ্যাঁ, নেওয়া যেতে পারে। তাহলে বনমালী বাবুকে আসতে বলবে আর কি, নিয়ে আসবো। এটা শুধু একদিন সপ্তাহে নিতে হবে। কাল সকালে যাবো
বলবে।
আপনি যে কালকে পায়খানা বাজি হয়নি, অসুস্থ লাগছে কি? তো প্রায় মাস ছয়েক হয়ে গেল আপনার এক রকম টেস্ট নেই। মকরধ্বজ যে কফ করতে সমস্ত পরিষ্কার হয়ে যায়।
جلده رو سیخ بزرده
از نیکو دارید؟
سالی راست دوست کرد
تو که بیدن این راش کرده میشه بکنه
شکر اون حاله ای داره
اچه لیکن سالی را شده بنا
باید راستا خواهد
اچه ای کنال تفسیر بکن
Después han ido a volver a la...
¿Han sido acá?
Ya observa. Después han ido a volver a la... Le digo a la calle, le digo a la calle, le digo a
la calle. Bueno, le digo a la calle. Así se fue. আমি তো যেদিন এসেছিলাম সেদিনই মনে করেছিলাম তার পরের দিন যাবো বিনোদবাবুর কাছে। তারপরে আমি শুনলাম যে আপনি তখন কোনো রকম ডাক্তার দেখাতে চাইছিলেন না, তাই জন্য আমি ভাবলাম বিয়ে করবো না। যাই হোক, আমি কালকে আবার যাবো গিয়ে দেখে আনবো। উনি তো আসতে চান শুরুতে, উনি আমাকে বলছেন আপনি যখন বলছিলেন যে কিছুদিন অসুখ বন্ধ থাক, তো উনি আজ তখন কোনো কিছু জোর করেননি। উনি বলছেন যে আপনার আপনি যেরকম যে স্তর থেকে সব কিছু দেখেন সেটা তো আমাদের বোঝা সম্ভব নয়। তো আপনি যখন বলছেন অসুখ বন্ধ রাখতে কয়েকদিন, সেটা আমাদের রাখাই উচিত।
Mm-hmm. এখন
তারপর আপনার হাত পা গুলো এখন একটু একটু ফুলেছে, সেই জন্য হাত পা গুলো একটু ফুলেছে। বনমালীবাবু যে ওষুধ গুলো দিচ্ছিলেন তাতে ফোলাটা তো কমেছিল, তখন মকরধ্বজ অশান্তি ইয়ের আয়ুর্বেদিক টনিক মতো শরীর বল বৃদ্ধি করে এবং কফ শ্লেষা দূর করে।
Today I don't know. Right. Let me look at the today's program. Yes, at 8:30, just now, films, and then tomorrow also at 8:30, films and slides. Whatever you say, Shri Prabhupada, is being recorded, and then Kamal Krishna and Hari Sodhi, they're all busy copying down, rewriting, you know, to their diaries, because your words are so nectary, and then all the devotees are anxious to hear, so they may copy down from them. It's like a little press already. Bhakti Chiru, if you speak in Bengali, then Bhakti Chiru also translates.
Where is Kamal?
Kamal is in the next room. Should I call him?
No.
He's writing in his diary.
Come from
my Jayapadhava. Look at you. Oh, are you around?
No.
Oh, Shatradanya.
Baba?
Oh, Babananda. He's, with the conference. All the devotees lives have went to the conference on and off today.
Conference today?
Yes, movies.
I'm here, Srila Brahman. I've been in this building all day. Nice weather now. In the evening, it's very comfortable. You can feel not too hot or humid. Ravananda is a little, he has a little stomach pain. That's why he's not here tonight. But he said if there's any urgent thing, we should wake him up or immediately bring him. I mean, if there's anything that you want him for, at any time, he can immediately be called. Shri Prabhupada, would you like to turn on one side?
Would you like this side for a change, Shri Prabhupada?
Yes. I'll be in the next room, Shri Prabhupada. Shall I get the report?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to get the report of the astrologer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's Kirtan Ananda Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada.
The final announcement, there is not coming.
Final inauspicious day?
Death.
What does that mean? The final inauspicious date?
Yeah. That means death.
Fatal day.
Yeah.
What does this mean? Ketu Mahadasha. What is the meaning of that shogun?
Ketu.
Most inauspicious. Well, it says that you're presently undergoing the fag end of Ketu Mahadasha. And it will last until 13th of January, 1978. And it mentions a lot of
things. See, I don't understand these astrological terms. I could read them to you. If you understand them, I can read them to you. I don't understand them. Just like I just mentioned Ketu Mahadasa, to me that didn't mean anything because I didn't understand it. But it,
where is it?
So should I read these out loud to you? Should I read these things to you?
Yeah.
Should Pradyumna is here also. He's in the next room. Should I call him?
Yeah.
Is that end of the Ketu Mahadasa? Because it says astrologically, it is up to 81 years, 4 months, approximately. 81 years, 4 months would make it about January 1978. So that's the date given. January 13, 1978. You want to come over here and read this? I could actually understand what I'm saying. It's really loud here. Start here. Shiva Prabhupada Ji
is at present undergoing the fag end of Ketu Mahadasa, and it will last till 13th January 1978. Ketu is in the 8th house with Sun, Lord of 8th house. And Guru of the hospital, Lord of the 12th and 3rd houses. Mercury in Ketu started from
16-1-1977.
Bud. Shastesha. Bud is Shastesha also. Shastesha means Lord of House of Disease. That is not good. Buddha is Mercury. Mercury is Shastesha, also disease. It means disease. And Shani has gone to 8th house of death, from 7th September 1977. Shani, as Lagnesh, in the 8th house and in transit over Jupiter from 24th September, exact. And Ketu from 16th center to 16th September, The negative effects continues throughout October 1977, November 1977, and from 1st of December 1977, Saturn becomes almost stationary. Not a good time. And becomes more malefic. It means it goes for pre-Baba, it goes such a great time. That isn't true. From January 1978, that is interesting. From January 1978 to April 1978, it again traverses the same degrees and becomes stagnant on Jupiter. In other words, Shani Saturn is going over, it's just gone over some planets, and that was very dangerous. It will go up, and then it becomes very, very slow, and then it'll stop. And then it will reverse and go over the same planets again. And then again, it will be very dangerous. But pretty bad. It will become much greater. It will go in reverse motion. It transverses, it again traverses the same degrees and becomes stagnant on Jupiter and Ceti in the last week of February 1970. Stagnant means become stationary. It becomes very slow again, so then it will start up again. But it becomes slow right on this again. So that is why slowly it's a bad time for a moment. Over, and it comes back, and it stops. Native has Dirghayu, above 75 years of longevity. We can have Dirghayu, long life, above 75 years. You cannot say, how long. In the Prashna Lagna, used on Prashna, question how long will Prabhupada need to use Prashna special chart for the main calculation. In Prashna Lagna, moon applies to Jupiter on the first day. Moon applies the first day. Moon applies to Mars on the second day. Moon applies to Shani. Moon applies to Shukra next. He is asked, when someone asks a question, that is Prashna. So when he asks a question, he will do a special chart, and he will calculate to find just the answer to that question. So he has done this for some Prashna. And he's saying that in his Prashna question, he is given the positions. And in the eighth house, the moon, and Jupiter, and Mars are in the eighth house. He says, in parentheses, he's very bad. The patient may not recover. These planets are in the 8th house, so the 8th house is, that is not a good house. Shani with Venus in Kendra, that is also not good. Shani is bad, Venus is good, but Shani is Saturn is great. In Varsha Lagna, then he's made another chart for Varsha Fall to see what will happen this year. Beginning of the year, what happens? When the year began, we'll make another Varsha Fall.
When is that? In the beginning of the calendar?
Well, sometimes we make Varsha Fall for the birthday. Whatever Prabhupada's birthday is on that day this year, we'll make them. The day it was for the birthday, make a chart exactly at that time. And then they'll see what the plans are that will show what will come from next birthday.
So when did he do it for his birthday?
I don't know when he was crucified. He was doing it for his family, but it was in the sea of it. Anyway, he's given some positions, and he said not good. And he said Mars is with Saturn in conjunction, very bad. Hospitalization and ill health intensify in the present year. The days not good when the moon passes in the 22nd, 23rd nakshatra. September 27th, 28th.
That's that.
And 24th, 25th October. And 20th, 21st, 22nd November, and 3rd and 4th December. In the Prashna Lagna, Lord 8th house, enemy of Saturn, so Surya will apply to Rahu. This is coming, you know. Oh, this is fast. This is fast. That is in the front of the eighth house. That, yeah, that is it. Personal body. Surya will come, this transit of Rahu, which is on 8th October.
Strength of love.
Now he is telling what in his Prashna Lagna some points. When he did this Prashna, Lord of Lagna was Mangal or Mars. So it was this Lord of Lagna is an eighth house. That is not a good sign. So first he says that strength of Lagna means no. So Lagna means health. Lagna means a personality and a health. So strength of Lagna, strength of health, no. Two. Seventh house. Seventh and second house. A disease. Strong. Pulse is weak. The disease is strong. Positive in tenth house. The native will not come up.
That's true. Right.
That's true. Yeah.
What is that?
It means astrologically, it doesn't seem he's not very good prediction. And the third point is that the fourth lord is aspecting. Regarding the medicine, will not give any relief. The native will make a fight for life. As Surya, Mangal are good friends, and Shani and Shukra are Shatru, or enemies. There is no benefics in 9, 6, 11, 3.
What is that mean?
These are houses. Benefic is a good planet. So, 9th house is a good house, there is no. 6th house is disease, but there's nothing good there. House of prosperity, nothing good for you. 11th house of gain, nothing good for you. 2nd house. 3rd house. Nothing to bring it closer. Mangal indicates effects. Pitar, Jaladevi, combined. Difficulty in recovery. And another point. The seventh dasha starts. So this is Venus Shukra dasha. The 7th dasha starts on 13th January 1978. This is ending the 7 years.
The 3 years.
5 years.
7 plus 3 years. 3 years. 8
years. Oh, I'm sorry. We have noticed that the periods are all negative until March or April 1978, and main trouble was due to Shani. We have suggested that the blue sapphire be tried, and he should keep it put in. Keep it on. hospitalization, and travels indicated. The only remedy in this case is to do Muhammad Yumjiya Jaffa and Hava. Previously also, now also, we have recommended Shiva is the presiding deity of Shani, and with this the native will be able to overcome disease and life-skin diseases. Astrologically, it is up to 81 years, 4 months, approximately. Japa and Havan.
What is up to 81 years?
81 years, 4 months.
Is what?
Astrologically.
That is astrologically the length of life. Approximately.
So, in Japa. And Bhagavatam in India.
And what?
Srimad Bhagavatam. So either read Bhagavatam or chant Hare Krishna. Let me lie down like you just now. As it is laying down. Can you make this program?
This program is already going in. And you should try to drink and eat whenever you have a little desire.
Yeah.
You shouldn't try to fast until death.
No, that is useless. Do you recommend that?
No, definitely not. I recommend that somehow or other you go online there and we'll go on chanting and we'll pass until March, April 78. Then we'll take you to Mayapur for the festival and then we'll do the world tour.
That is very nice. You can read Bhagavad from the point where I stopped.
Does it sound?
Yeah.
Very good.
Is it possible?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
And when he starts, this is Mahaja Maha. And as far as possible, let me lie down. But when is that one good?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Who is saying yes?
The senator. And then he's asking you.
Yeah, but I also say that as your sister Pishima is here, whenever you like, she may cook something and you take. And take Jamuna Joel, a little sweet lemon juice, I mean, taste things also.
Yeah.
As you're doing. Not fat. No, you shouldn't artificially fast or stop eating.
No, that is sweet.
You don't want to do that.
So, finding our virility. Do it.
Okay.
Suvastha Sutra. When you keep honey ready,
yes, sir.
Whenever I shall require.
Yes, sir.